Now, on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a rarity. We have a three-way tie for first place.
Oh,
Adam Felber, Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca each has 3 points.
This is very interesting.
You have arbitrarily decided that, Roxanne, you're going to go first. Your round of questions are all about the modern British royal family. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The current British royals are members of the House of blank.
Windsor.
Right. King Edward VIII shocked the empire when he blanked so he could marry divorcee Wallis Simpson.
Abdicated.
Right. Before her engagement to the Prince of Wales, blank was living with 3 roommates and was working as a kindergarten assistant.
Diana Spencer.
Right. Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain is a known dog lover who keeps at least 4 blanks in her retinue at all times.
Corgis.
Right. In 1987, Prince Edward, Princess Anne, and the Duke and Duchess of York appeared in a televised charity event in which they blanked.
I think they ran a race.
No, they dressed as vegetables and threw hams at each other. Prince Harry attracted the attention of the tabloids when he was photographed at a costume party dressed as a blank.
Nazi.
Right. The once plump Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York, became a spokesperson for blank.
Weight Watchers.
Right. Princess Margaret, the Queen's younger sister, insisted everyone address her as ma'am, except for her closest friends, who were generously permitted to call her blank.
Her Highness.
No, they were generously permitted to call her ma'am, darling.
Oh.
Margaret, Queen Elizabeth's sister, was the Princess Diana of her time. She first staged a glamorous royal wedding and then proceeded to have glamorous royal affairs. Although she was known for her partying ways, she was thoroughly scandalized if other people ignored royal protocol. She even insisted her own children and husband address her as Princess Margaret.
Ma'am, darling?
Ma'am, darling. Oh, ma'am, darling.
Who?
That's what they say. Wow, Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Roxanne has the lead.
Yeah, I'll give it up.
I would have done really well in that round.
Me too.
I know the royals.
Did you know the ham?
I know.
I didn't know the ham.
No,
I didn't
know
the ham.
No, I would have guessed it, but...
All right, Adam, you're up next. All of your questions are about fictional families. Fill in the blank. A man with 3 sons marries a woman with 3 daughters in the classic sitcom blank.
The Brady Bunch.
Right. Louisa May Alcott's novel about the March family blank is loosely based on her experiences growing up with 3 sisters.
Little Women.
Right. Best known for their groovy songs and wardrobe, the blank family toured the country in a bus.
Partridge.
Right. Michael J. Fox's big break came when he was cast as Alex P. Keaton on the show blank.
Family Ties.
Right. In the movie The Shining, the scene in which Jack Nicholson chases his son through the hedge maze took a month to shoot in part because blank.
It wasn't snowing enough.
No, because the crew members on the set kept getting lost in the maze. Each episode of the family drama blank ended with the family saying goodnight to each other.
At least the Waltons.
Yes. Al Lewis, best known as Grandpa on the sitcom blank, ran for the New York Senate seat in the late 90s.
The Munsters.
Right. Growing Pains, a sitcom about a family on Long Island, aired under a number of names all over the world, including in Latin America, blank.
El Pains Loco.
Ouch. How Painful Is Growing Up is the name of the show. Growing Pains. Other countries gave...
Isn't that what I said in Spanish?
It is, not quite. Other countries gave the series equally snappy titles. In Italy, the show was called Parents in Blue Jeans. In Sweden, it was Dad Knows Best. In Germany, it was Our Loud Home. Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Right. He now has tied Roxanne Roberts with 15 points.
And I now... I'll fix this because I know that all my questions are about the Rocca family.
What an amazing coincidence that you got this one. No, how many then does Mo need to win?
Well, 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right. So, Mo, all of your questions are about parenting. Again, fill in the blank. With his book Baby and Child Care, pediatrician blank became a parenting guru.
Benjamin Spock, right?
The parents in the movie Home Alone were horrified when they realized they'd gone on vacation without their son, played by blank.
Macaulay Culkin.
Right. Joan Crawford's parenting skills came under fire in her daughter Christina's book and subsequent movie blank.
Mommy Dearest.
Right. Woody Allen took himself off the list of ideal father figures when he married
Suni
Mia Farrow's blank.
Well, it was Mia Farrow's adopted daughter.
Right.
Yeah.
Police in Rhode Island were able to track down 2 teens suspected of breaking and entering into a home because they blanked.
Because they must have they had a baby and left it there.
No, because they left their homework at the scene. In addition to their three biological children, Hollywood couple Blank and Blank have adopted three children from Africa and Cambodia.
Well, that would be Brangelina.
Right, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Well, one of the most frequently banned books is Entango Makes Three, a picture book about two male blanks raising a baby.
Oh, were they monkeys?
They were penguins, saying he didn't want to ruin his son's political career. An Ohio man declined to press charges after a dispute over his son's failure to blank.
It's got to be something unusual.
You want to get George Takei out here and discuss it? Because you guys...
No, it's his son's failure...
To...
It's his son's failure to be weaned.
His son's failure to clean his room.
Okay.
28-year-old Andrew Mietzak, political consultant and school board member, threw a monstrous tantrum when his parents told him to clean his room in their basement. There were tears, food was thrown, and Misak's dad called 911. Then he had second thoughts and decided to put his son's political fortunes first. After all, the temperamental slacker is already in the shortlist to be the next Republican vice presidential nominee. Carl, did Mo do well enough to win?
Well, Mo needed at least six to tie, but Mo had just five correct answers. So
wow.
Adam Felber and Roxanne Roberts were co-champions.
Congratulations.